Today we're going to be talking about the concept of honour. What do we mean by honour?
It's almost a sense of pride.
Something to be proud of.
Mm-hmm. Values that you stick to.
Good, absolutely.
In a crowded seminar on the Norwich campus of UEA, students learn that the word honour can have many different meanings.
I was reading about these honour crimes trial in Canada.
To me, it's hard to have a frame of reference to understand that.
This is one of the topics covered in this new course, led by Dr. Alim Atakav, a lecturer at the University School of Film and Television Studies. They look at how the issue is covered in popular media.
What happens in this film, Mariam, the central character, is actually raped by the family members of the person she was going to marry. They just want to get rid of her.
Kabristan.
Part of the approach is to look at how Islam and subjects linked to the religion are covered depending on where you are in the world.
We watched a documentary film and looking at veiling practices and how in France people are actually wanting to do it for their beliefs, whereas in Iran they have to do it.
As the teacher of this course, do you consider yourself a Muslim woman?
I do not consider myself religious by no means, and this is why I wanted to challenge the students' idea of what it means to be a Muslim woman. My religiousness is only on a piece of paper that was given to me when I was born, but I do not practice.
She's trying to convey.
The modules proved popular, and after some publicity in a thoroughly modern twist, the students are studying the media coverage of their own course. Articles about it have attracted negative comments, so it's useful in examining how much of a problem Islamophobia is.
It's not like always it's negative, but in the majority cases it is negative.
Arshia is from Bangladesh and says, as a Muslim woman, she has no idea what Muslim women are like in other parts of the world.
You cannot actually define a person with those two words because you have to also consider the person's education, background and everything. So a Muslim woman from Britain is not similar as a Muslim woman in Afghanistan. The things that I have seen in this course in certain Middle Eastern countries was completely new for me. I never knew that these things are going on in some other part of the world.
I ask students to draw me an image of a Muslim woman. The key words that they came up with were dark, secret, oppressed, in veils. This is precisely what the module wants to do, understand why.
Dr. Atakav says she wants there to be more to that picture that her students drew at the end of the course than there was at the beginning.
What do you think she wanted? What are you trying to say that she wanted?